The 8th annual X Games are underway in Philadelphia. Competitors include some of the world's most talented stunt cyclists, rock climbers, and skateboarders. It's the second year in a row that Philadelphia has hosted the event, but skateboarders are not feeling much love from the city of brotherly love. For years, out-of-town skateboarders have been attracted to a downtown plaza called Love Park. But the area is now off-limits to all skateboarders. City officials say the skateboarding stunts damage the granite surfaces. Skaters say that some thanks for helping lure the X Games and the money it pumps into the local economy. From member station WRTI in Philadelphia, Fred Mogul reports.
Like fallen angels cast out of heaven, skateboarders are walking around Love Park. Constantly patrolling police officers keep them from entering the recently refurbished park, even when they're only walking, carrying their skateboards. At the moment, workers are sitting on benches eating lunch among freshly planted flowers, grass, and trees, and kids are playing in the plume of a large round fountain that skateboarders used to do tricks in.
It's definitely completely ideal for skateboarding. It's like, it would be hard to design it better.
Scott Kipp is a 27-year-old woodworker.
The obstacles, I guess you could call them, in Love Park are pretty perfect. So they're like a very good height for learning. They have all different sizes.
These days, Kip makes do with another nearby area instead of Love Park's benches, steps, and planter boxes. Love Park is practically blanketed with Italian granite, and much of it has been chipped, gouged, and loosened by skateboards, like these stone slabs which now pop underfoot. Frank Keel is a spokesman for Mayor John Street. He says the city was long overdue to enforce its own laws banning skateboarding on public property.
As the focal point of the main thoroughfare into the downtown, it really should have been a jewel, and as it was really kind of a battered eyesore.
The city and skateboarders agree that Love Park was already neglected and run down a decade ago, when skaters first discovered it. But during the 1990s, Scott Kipp says it became a magnet for young people from throughout the region and eventually from around the world.
A lot of people that come to Love Park are sort of like weekend warrior kids, and there are famous skateboarders there, some of whom have ungodly abilities. Sort of like if you could go watch Allen Iverson practice, and then he could give you some pointers, and you can say, hey, how do you do this or how do you do that? Or he'll see you doing something and say, no, put your foot the other way.
Love Park even shows up in one of the all-time top-selling home video games, Tony Hawk's Skate Pro 2. So when ESPN chose Philadelphia for the 2001 and 2002 X Games, some skateboarders crowed that it was they who had attracted the influential Disney-owned sports network.
A body burial, frontside 5-0.
Wow! Last year's X Games in Philadelphia attracted about 250,000 live spectators and an average daily TV viewership of 500,000 households. General manager Chris Stepak says it's true that the Love Park skateboard scene helped bring ESPN to Philadelphia, but only up to a point.
Because we create our own vibe. We energize a city because of the free event that we put on and the fact that it's a basin for youth culture.
Last year, in addition to its arena events, ESPN added a street skateboard competition, a nod to the popularity of this rough urban variation of the sport. City spokesman Frank Heal says despite Love Park, Mayor John Street wants skateboarding to thrive in Philadelphia, just not on vulnerable public property.
This was never an anti-skateboarding stance. The mayor's own son is a skateboarder. He believes it is a productive outlet for young people.
Philadelphia has pledged to deed land for a new skateboard park. But while City Hall has committed $2 million worth of police and public safety coverage during the X Games, the mayor is only offering local skaters help in raising private money to build the new park. In the meantime, most skaters are ignoring the city's temporary good faith measure, a few ramps on a small paved lot. They favor the next best thing to Love Park, a granite-covered plaza a block away, right at the foot of City Hall itself. For NPR News, I'm Fred Mogul in Philadelphia.